From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Russian officials say an agreement has been reached for President Vladimir Putin and President Trump to meet in a third country. Vienna and Helsinki are among the cities being considered. The announcement came Wednesday as U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton was in Moscow for talks with Putin and other senior Russian officials. Details about the location of the meeting are to be announced on Thursday. President Trump will get another chance to choose a Supreme Court justice. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Hours after the high court went on its summer recess, Justice Anthony Kennedy announced he will not be back in the fall. The 81-year-old says he's stepping down more than 30 years after President Reagan nominated him. Kennedy has been the swing vote in many 5-4 decisions on issues like abortion, guns, and gay rights. His departure will leave the court with 4 liberal justices and 4 conservatives and will give President Trump a chance at cementing conservative control, more than a year after he named Neil Gorsuch to fill Antonin Scalia's seat. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Kennedy authored major Supreme Court opinions, including a landmark 2015 ruling that legalized gay marriage in the United States. Member countries of the Global Weapons, a Chemical Weapons Monitoring Group, voted in The Hague Wednesday to give the organization expanded authority to assign blame for toxic weapons attacks. Members of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons voted 80-24, easily exceeding the 2/3 majority needed for approval. The British representative said passage will allow the group to say who used the chemical weapons. This is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives on Wednesday overwhelmingly rejected a sweeping overhaul of the country's immigration policies, ignoring a last-minute appeal from President Trump to approve the legislation. The vote was 301-121, with solid Democratic opposition and a splintered Republican vote. A Libyan militant who was convicted of orchestrating the deadly attack on U.S. diplomatic facilities in Benghazi in 2012 has received a lengthy prison sentence. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
4 people died in the attack, launched on September 11, 2012, at U.S. government outposts in Benghazi, Libya. An alleged mastermind was caught on video, bringing militants to the scene and communicating with them during the gunfight, mortar attack, and fire that followed. Prosecutors convinced a Washington jury that 47-year-old Ahmed Abu Katala was guilty on several counts, but not murder. The Benghazi attacks became a political issue as Republicans accused the Obama administration and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton of initially misleading the public. A final report criticized the White House for security deficiencies at the Libyan outpost. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Zimbabwe's president is blaming a group loyal to former First Lady Grace Mugabe for a deadly explosion at one of his campaign rallies. Correspondent Sebastian Mofu reports from Harare for VOA.
In a BBC interview Wednesday, President Emmerson Mnangagwa alleged that a group that sought to replace his predecessor Robert Mugabe with Grace Mugabe was behind the July 23 blast. Mnangagwa came to power last November after Robert Mugabe gave in to military pressure and resigned.
I think this is a political action by some aggrieved persons by the current democratic dispensation in the country.
Sebastian Mofu for VOA News, Harare.
After a week-long standoff, an aid ship carrying 234 migrants docked Wednesday in Malta, after 7 other European Union countries agreed to share acceptance of the refugees with the tiny island nation. Malta, along with Italy, Ireland, France, Luxembourg, Belgium, the Netherlands, and Portugal, reached an agreement to split the refugees amongst them. Absent from the agreement is Germany. Immigration has become a divisive issue in the country, where 1 million refugees have entered since 2015. The ship rescued the refugees off the coast of Libya this past Thursday. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.